found a multifamily deal. I have more than enough money to do a deal. But here I am, 7 months in, haven't done a deal. And it's teaching me that I just got to be patient. I got to be patient, still put up shots, still underwrite deals every single day, still go and look at properties, still look at opportunities.
You are tuned in to Multifamily Mondays, the informal podcast designed to simplify and help others succeed at apartment investing. With that being said, let's dive in.
Today, I want to talk about patience. In anything you do, you have to be patient. In real estate, in business, in life, in working out, in anything that you do, everything that you do, anything big takes time. A lot of people want to microwave their success. When you can't microwave it, you got to put this thing in the oven. And you got to let it cook and cook and cook and cook. And then when it's done, you can take it out the oven and boom, there you have it. But success is not going to come overnight. And for me, I'm learning this every single day. I'm on month 7 right now. I haven't found a multifamily deal. I have more than enough money to do a deal. But here I am, 7 months in, haven't done a deal. And it's teaching me that I just got to be patient. I got to be patient, still put up shots, still underwrite deals every single day, still go and look at properties, still look at opportunities, underwrite them how they're supposed to be underwritten, look at actual numbers and things like that. But I cannot be impatient, because when I start being impatient, that's when I start making irrational decisions, or decisions based off emotions and not based on facts and not based on statistics, because I want to do a deal or because I want to make something happen. And in business, in life, in anything that you're doing, you have to be patient. Be patient and let it come to fruition. You know what I'm saying? Play the long-term game. You're looking at 5 to 10 years, looking at 10 years, looking at 20 years. You know what I'm saying? What's happening right now is not how it's going to be forever. But what you do today determines how your tomorrow will be. So if you're not doing anything today, then you know nothing's going to happen tomorrow. But if you're putting up the work, you're doing the work, you're putting up the shots, you're doing what you're supposed to do today, then you know you're setting yourself up for a better tomorrow. But you just got to be patient and let it plan out. In real estate, in commercial real estate, in multifamily, I'm in it for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? I want to do a deal right now. And of course, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, so a deal is on the way, obviously. But I'm in it for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. I'm not just here today and gone tomorrow. I'm going to be here for 50 years. I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? Compared to 50 years, 1 year is nothing. 2 years is nothing. Compared to the long, when you think about the long picture, you can sacrifice 1 year. You can sacrifice 2 years. You can sacrifice a day, 2 days, a month, because you're in it for the long term. But if you're not thinking long term, then you're thinking, dang, I got to make something happen right now, right now, right now. No, that's not how it's going to work. You got to be patient, give yourself time, and you're going to win in the end. I'm out.